this is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Mom, are we there yet?
10 more minutes.
Only 10 minutes?
Can you drive slower?
What's up with them today?
Lingo kids.
That app we downloaded last week?
They love it. The games, oh, this funny baby bot character. Kids, we're almost there.
No!
With more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows little ones can't get enough of, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids.
Why didn't we download this sooner?
Lingo Kids!
Everything kids love. Download it for free.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With MIEBO, eyes can feel...
MIEBO, oh yeah.
MIEBO, Perflora Hexaloctane Ophthalmic Solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's... Don't use if allergic to MIEBO. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MIEBO-YEAH or visit MIEBO.com.
Hey everyone, it's Cal Penn. I'm inviting you to join the best sounding book club you've ever heard with my podcast, Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club. Every episode, I nerd out with amazing guests and dive into the best new audiobooks available on Audible. It's the book club for your ears. Listen to Hearsay, the Audible and iHeart audiobook club on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick moment for Reef, because comfort is kind of their love language. You probably know them for sandals, but the Women's Neptune is proof that they're just as good at everyday shoes. I love that it looks put together, but feels insanely comfortable. I can throw it on and go, and my feet never feel tired, even on long, busy days. This is the one that you grab when your day's already moving, coffee run, airport dash, errands that turn into plans. The Crushback heel lets you wear it your way, the lightweight feel keeps things easy, and the soft quilted insole is the reason that your feet don't complain. Cute, comfortable, zero overthinking. Check out the Women's Neptune on Reef.com and treat yourself to 15% off your first purchase.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and two-time People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Hello, everybody.
We are scrubbing in.
It's been a minute.
It has been a minute. We did some pre-recorded. Well, we did our 4th of July episode pre-recorded. So we have.
Did it feel long for you?
Not recording?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it does feel like it's been a minute since we did the podcast.
It felt long for me.
Yeah. Well, you've been doing a lot.
Yeah, I've been out and about.
Out and about, traveling.
Can't put me down.
No. You went back to back.
Well, without getting into too much detail, I had like summer trip vacation time planned, and then I realized I cannot travel during that time, potentially. So then I just scatteredly, we quickly planned a Palm Springs getaway for just the two of us, and then we did a family vacation to Cabo with the kids.
But like both kind of long trips.
The week one was just the weekend, and then Cabo was like a good four nights.
Yeah. So it's summertime, summer break.
Yeah.
You got to get it in while you can.
Yeah.
How were your travels?
They were great. Palm Springs was really relaxing. We did a lot of like yoga meditation. So it was just like restorative, calm, zen. Mm-hmm. And then we went to Chileno Bay in Cabo, which we love. And it's like so good for the kids because they have a game room. So we spent like a lot of time like playing games and swimming. And we brought Sunny, ate a ton of food.
They have the best food.
The best food.
So when the kids are there, do y'all just let them roam or do you go with them?
It depends.
Oh.
Robbie likes to let them just do whatever they want. So if they want to go to the game room, they can go. Usually we'll go to the game room for like half an hour with them, play some foosball, play some air hockey, whatever. And then we'll leave and they'll stay in there.
Uh-huh.
If they want to go to the pool, we'll probably go to the pool with them for a little bit. And then, I don't know, we kind of all like do our own thing, meet up for meals.
Did y'all do you know how they have the section where you can go paddleboard and do all the water sports?
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they don't have interest in that, like being outside, laying out, tanning, pool stuff?
Pool. They like
swimming.
One likes swimming in the pool. Okay. Yeah.
But so you, you also aren't like a lounger by the pool.
I can't lounge. I like need to be doing something. Like I'm like, I need to play cards. I need to like throw a football.
Oh, wow. Which Robbie said you were really good at foosball. Shockingly good at foosball. You found your sport.
I think I'm undefeated. And I think I might get a foosball table for our house.
They're fun.
So fun. And I'm really good at it.
Maybe you could enter competitions.
Maybe.
I'm sorry to interrupt. And I don't mean this to be offensive to Tanya, but I feel like I speak on behalf of the scrubbers. I think we care a lot more about Becca's weekend than we do about Tanya's
weekend. Thought we were winding up.
I think we need to get to it. I think people are tuning in for a reason.
Wow.
Well, I think they're going to be slightly disappointed in what I'm able to offer.
We were talking before we went on the air, and there was some really interesting stuff.
Well, yeah, because it was off the air,
Mark. No. I understand the difference. I understand what can be on.
And I know your ways, and I will not be coerced into speaking.
No. You had very interesting things to say that were perfectly acceptable.
Like what?
Like, what was it like to be there? And by the way, if anyone doesn't know what I'm talking about, Becca and Haley attended the wedding of the millennium.
Oh, wow. We get clapped.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah. I'll clap for it. It was amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, it was amazing. That's Donna Kelsey. I saw Donna Kelsey answer this, and she said, I can't say much about it, but it was magical, man. And that's what I'll say. It was magical.
What did you say? What was the feeling sitting there in that room? What was the feeling?
Just like, oh my gosh, this is a once in a lifetime, moment. And I can't believe that I'm sitting here. I mean, I'm obviously been a fan of hers for so long, and being there was just the craziest thing ever.
Like Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
Glaser?
Glaser.
Glaser, yeah.
Yeah.
She was there, yeah.
She was there. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't help it.
I watch your mind just go.
Well, I was just thinking. I'm thinking of her. Yeah, there's a lot of people who've like posted photos, making sure anyone I say has already said that
confirmed
they were there.
Confirmed elsewhere. Yes. Yeah. Got it.
But it was amazing. And my thing is like they just like any bride or groom like want them to be able to share details first,
right?
You know, want them to be able to share what they want to share.
What you said about. I don't know. I know you don't want to mention names, mm-hmm. except people who are confirmed, but just that feeling of running into people. I thought that was an interesting take.
Yeah, it was just amazing. Like, you know, of course there's even the people you saw post photos there, like being in a room with some of those people is pretty.
Because it was just a room. It's not like you were in like a viewing area separate from the actual ceremony. You were right there with everybody. So as you walk around,
separated into.
I feel like I've been at weddings where I'm separated from the family because I'm not part of the family.
Oh, so really? I'm sure there was a family section. That, I mean, you do that for any wedding. There's like family, you know, you have like your best friends and people who are in the wedding. You're separated because like they'll be on the front rows and then you're not.
I literally thought that the Madison Square Garden of it all was going to be a fan viewing of the wedding and that she was getting married somewhere totally separate, but that she did rent out the Madison Square Garden for fans to like live stream the wedding. And I'm not even kidding you. I legitimately thought that.
I think there's a lot of like speculations about Madison Square Garden, but I think that was the reason they were able to keep it, why they've been able to keep it so private and personal, you know, up until this point, because there was control over what could be seen from the outside, what could be the security of it all. And it was amazing. Like, it was incredible. Like, the effort put in to keep it as private as possible when you're the biggest star in the world.
When did you get the invitation?
A little while ago.
Wow. I can't even know that. Wow.
I don't even know.
Because I think Ryan said this morning he got it months ago, didn't he? Ryan was invited to it.
He was going for a while.
Yeah.
And then he had to RSVP no.
Because he hosted the Disney thing on Hulu.
Yeah.
I was surprised I didn't see
Disney
him
celebrates America.
Oh, Disney that makes America. Sense. Yeah. That
yes,
makes sense.
Disney salutes America. He did that instead.
Yeah.
So you got it a while ago. Were you
a few months ago.
A few months ago. Were you shocked when you got it or were you expecting it?
Of course I was shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But excited.
I'll bet.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I probably can't ask how you received it.
You can ask whatever you want.
Okay, great. Was it an email? Was it a text? I know it was digital. That's all I know, but that could be a lot of things.
Yeah.
Nope. Can't
answer that. I'll say what's out there.
Yeah.
There was the Daily Mail posted somebody's invitation and it had a last name like watermarked all over the back of it.
Ah.
I'll see if I can find a picture.
Wait, was it an email?
Yeah, it looked like it was like in an email or like, I don't want to say like a paperless post, but like something that was like sent via digital.
Evite.
Something like that. Yeah. Hold on. Let me see if I can.
I will just
find
say
it.
This. Imagine what you would expect it to be and then multiply it times 10. It was
the wedding itself. Wow.
Just the night itself. It was
how about,
amazing.
I'm imagining the reaction of you when you received it. Was it that times 10?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bet it was.
This is what's being publicly shown. It's nothing close. Nothing close.
That's not it.
I thought it was a little lackluster myself. Yeah,
it looks like video game box.
Tanya's falling for every AI wedding
thing
on the internet.
Yeah, Tanya has shown me multiple AI photos and videos.
Michael Jackson came to the wedding.
I'm like, no, there's photos from inside. I saw them.
Yeah.
So this, oh, wow. Yeah. And like, it looks so real because there's someone's last name like all over the back of it.
Yeah. That's right.
When did Tanya find out that you were going?
Right before.
Right before you left or right before the wedding?
Right before the wedding.
Oh, wow. You called her from New York?
I sent her a photo.
Wow.
Of us dressed up. Was not received well.
You didn't even know she was in New York.
I didn't know she was in New York. Oh. She lied to me while she was in New York and then ignored me for 2 days.
Well, I didn't lie to you. So. I said we were celebrating our 1 year anniversary of getting engaged, which was not a lie. I just didn't say who we were
That's
celebrating
kind of
with.
Yeah, it's a lie.
I think that qualifies as a lie.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
If you were not invited to that wedding, you'd have been in New York celebrating your engagement anniversary.
Maybe we happened to be there.
Maybe
but
if not,
we could have
that's
been.
A
lie.
It was a heat wave. It was sweltering hot in New York City.
Well, we want to have known that booking a trip to New York before the week of, regardless.
What was your reaction, Tanya?
Well, I was upset.
I'll bet.
Yeah. Because I thought as like girlies, I'd be the first phone call. Oh my God, I got invited to Taylor Swift's wedding.
Right.
This is so crazy.
Right.
You're my best friend. I know you would never tell a soul. You've been in this industry for 20 years. You can keep secrets from the whole world. So I was upset because also not just that, but she lied to me and then ignored me for 2 days when I was like, I put the pieces together and I was like, are you going to their wedding? Crickets, which is something I've expressed that I don't enjoy.
Right.
So yeah, I was angry at first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quickly came back from it though.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
You seem fine now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of effort was put into deciding what you're going to wear to such a thing? Because that seems like a stress.
I mean, just like it for anything, it's more so trying something on and feeling like, am I going to feel good in this all night? Am I going to feel good in this in photos? Is it appropriate? That's how I base everything.
Do we know if there was a dress code?
Well, according to this invite, it says black tie. Was it black tie? I'm assuming it was black tie.
I would say it was black tie. Everyone looked lovely.
However, there was somebody that wore something that was controversial. Hold on. I don't know.
Was there any color instructions? Like everyone has to wear this color or that color or no, these colors are banned.
I don't think there was any
banned
colors.
Okay, good.
Probably white. That's typically
right. Standard wedding etiquette, yes.
Yeah.
I did notice also, and this probably means nothing, but Selena wore gold to Taylor's wedding and Taylor wore gold to Selena's wedding.
Oh, that's really nice.
Okay.
What?
Well, gold's a pretty like...
generic? I haven't worn gold since like 2005.
Well, yeah, but you're blonde. I think dark hair. Yeah. Like, I can't wear gold. Gold looks like washes me out. So
yeah, I don't think I've worn gold since like tube tops were a thing.
But I think for like a gown or dress, gold is very
standard.
Yeah, but what a nice homage to their friendship.
I feel like there was something there that we just don't know.
Well, that one I don't know. I genuinely don't know about that.
No, it's nothing that they would like say.
Yeah. No, maybe she said, wear gold. Because I wore it to your wedding.
Like you're my something gold.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
That's not a thing.
If she wore blue, though, maybe she could have been like, you're my something blue. But I don't know about something gold.
When did you leave the event?
Oh.
Late.
Late.
Early morning.
Right.
Wow. You weren't like...
Somebody left like 4 a.m. Was that Nikki Glaser? Somebody I read left at 4 in the morning.
I read that too. I don't remember who it was, though. But you can't leave early from that.
Well, no,
I mean,
but
yeah, you can leave early. You can leave late. You can. I mean,
no,
just
you
like
can do whatever you want.
Though.
But I'm saying you cannot leave early from Taylor Swift's wedding.
Oh. I mean, yeah. I feel like people were leaving at a time where like everyone was started getting tired. I mean, it was late.
It was Nikki Glaser. At 4 a.m, she was spotted leaving.
Oh my god!
At 4 a.m. Did you leave before 4 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
I would like to know, and I just talked to Tanya about this because I'm pretty sure I can't talk to Beck about this. I'm curious what happened in those, 7 hours?
What do you mean?
Well, when did the ceremony end?
Well, again, this is all just based off of stuff that I've seen online, but I did see that it was an early call time to the venue.
Right.
I don't know. The vows allegedly were 20 minutes each, so
right.
that's 40 minutes.
But I
minutes.
Feel like it was evening. It wasn't even late night. It was like evening, wasn't it?
Yeah, it seemed like a normal time wedding.
Yes.
But then you have like an after party. They probably had
the
after
party.
But
it's like a 10-hour after party.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
Well, they had raffles. Did you see the raffle? Did you get anything from the raffle?
I can't confirm or deny that
you
was a
You can confirm
thing.
That there was a raffle of the Chevy Chevelle. That's so out. That's
well,
so out.
Well, I haven't seen that.
Did you see who caught the bouquet? That's out.
I didn't see.
Oh.
But I think I saw like an article about that.
Yeah. So
who
that's
was
out. Some Chief player's sister.
Oh, whoa. How cool.
I don't know her name and I'm so sorry. But it was a Chief player's sister.
That's epic.
What else? Oh, yeah. The raffle. So the raffle, they raffled off a car.
Ashley
raffled...
Smith.
Yes.
Can you imagine you like go to the wedding and you're like about to get the bouquet toss? Like, what if I get Taylor Swift's bouquet? That feels just like.
If she doesn't get married soon.
Or find the love of her life.
Find the love of her life soon.
Is the bouquet toss for people who are just not married? Or is it just for people who are not engaged to be married?
I think it's if you're legally single. So if you're not married. So even if you're engaged, you can still go out there.
It just felt like greedy to go up there knowing
you should have. You should have 1,000%.
I would have been out there. Damn.
Yeah,
I just was like, wait, but I'm not, I found my person. I am getting married. I have a ring on my finger, so.
Yeah, but like technically you could have.
I think if I do a bouquet toss, I will just do it if people are like not engaged yet.
Still, for the plot.
What?
But also, you say that now, but it's like tough. I'm like, I literally remember doing my bouquet toss to like 4 people because everybody was like married. So
or
you
asleep.
I was out there.
I know. It was like you and three
I'm not
other
engaged.
People. Oh.
But I didn't win. I didn't catch it.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
The first time it fell on the floor. So maybe that was for you. Like it was meant for you.
Yeah. Your first toss was like you chucked it.
I was wasted. But what I'm saying is like, I'm sure with 1,000 people in an invite, the crowd for the bouquet toss was quite large. Versus mine, which was like 4 people.
Well, I just fear I would have gotten a little too competitive out there. Made a bad impression on people trying
to get
it.
That would have been great. Show up in page 6.
Yeah.
Just a photo of me like...
elbowing Ashley Smith.
No.
Wait, what else?
So you won't comment on the raffle in any way or how people earned raffle tickets?
No.
I think I heard there was games.
Yeah, that's what I want to know more about the games. That sounds fun.
Let's just say if there were games, I played games.
If there were games,
if there's
you played
games,
them.
I will be playing. One thing Haley has said from the moment we got engaged is that our wedding, she wants games.
Oh, wow.
That's fun.
It's exciting to hear.
So we love games.
So if there were games, you played games. If there
I was
were
just
no
saying,
games,
if there's
you played no
if
games.
If there's games at a wedding, I'm playing games.
Amen to that.
I'm trying to think what else we saw or what I feel like has been confirmed.
I'm concerned with your AI, like you falling for AI.
Yeah, I was convinced I saw her dress. I was convinced I saw her dress.
And
you
it was
know
like
what?
A crystal clear photo that like...
No, not that one. That one I knew was AI, but there was a really blurry one that looked real.
Oh, that one.
Here's the thing. I'm seeing a lot of stuff on TikTok and like a lot of people like... being like, this is so tacky. I can't believe Taylor would do this. Like, why is she inviting all these people? This is so weird. Like, this is so tacky. Da, da, da. And like, not one person
has said anything about Travis.
Not one person has said anything about. And I don't know. Again, I don't want to say it's just my algorithm because I'm not like a football fan. So it's like not feeding me stuff. It just feeds me Taylor stuff. But everything has been like, Taylor's so tacky. I can't believe Taylor's so tacky. She's this ethereal princess, and now she's so tacky, tacky Taylor. I'm like, this is a joint wedding. This is two people. Mm-hmm. It's all, she's the one getting the hate.
Yeah. I think what we see that happens with people is like the more famous you get, the more criticism and hate you get. And if you think about who she is and her status, she's like the biggest singer, maybe star in the world. So the heat on her is never ending. And it's very much like damned if you do, damned if you don't. She donates 26 million. People are like, it's not enough. You know, you just kind of go, and not a single word about him.
Not a single word about him.
That I've seen.
Same. But I find it so interesting that like, but I'm like, her single life was plastered. It was the talk of the town for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
So of course she's going to scream it from the rooftops when she gets married.
But she, and then tries to keep it private and people are mad about it.
I don't think it was kept private or meant to be kept private, to be honest. As an outsider, like seeing like the, who was it? I think the mayor like said something about the wedding. Like everybody knew it was happening in Madison Square Garden. All these people are getting dressed up and like walking the streets of New York City.
The big sign after
the huge billboard after it happened.
Well, I think at a certain point you kind of go, all right, people know and they're waiting outside. Like
it didn't feel as just as an onlooker that it was meant to be private. It as an onlooker, it meant to be like, I'm married, but like as she should.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was the same way. Like I was so excited to be married and like have gotten married and like share everything. And you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying.
But she's like, just a girl at the end of the day.
She's just a girl who loves love, who has written about love.
Do you want to know something crazy that I did see?
What?
And this is legit. This is from her post, her engagement post with Killa Trav.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember this. Well, it's deep down there now. Hold on. I'm going to pull it up just for reference. Their engagement photo. Okay. Taylor Swift and Killa Trav. Your English teacher and your gym teacher are getting married. Do you guys remember this post?
All too well.
Okay.
Nice.
Do you remember do you remember the emoji at the end of it? Do you remember that emoji?
Is it a bomb?
It was everybody thought it was a bomb, like TNT.
TNT, yeah.
TNT?
Oh, TNT.
No.
No.
It's a firework. 4th of July. They got married 4th of July weekend.
Wow.
All
the clues were there.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks that's crazy?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
I'm not asking for confirmation or denial.
Well, I think it's confirmed that she got married 4th of July weekend.
I know. There's a press release. However, this was when they got engaged. They posted this firework. Telling us they're getting married 4th of July weekend.
You don't think it was just like a spark?
No.
A spark of love?
I don't.
I mean,
she was a killer first time that I saw him.
Well, they weren't together yet.
I know.
Manifesting. Can you talk about the food at all?
Oh, please.
Did Travis get his favorite Uncrustables out there being passed around? Anything like that? Pop-Tarts?
I know he loves Pop-Tarts. I can't be the one that says anything. But the food was amazing. Like, the food was incredible.
Pop-Tarts confirmed. Thank you.
Yeah.
It was like buffet style?
It was just
Or did they serve
delicious.
To you?
It was a magical
There's
time.
There's no way they could serve to 1,000 people. Man.
It's a magical night, man. I know everyone's like, I can't wait to hear the podcast. I'm like, you're going to be bummed. But I love you all.
How was Adam Sandler's song?
Song?
What song?
He performed an original song. That's everywhere.
The You're Hanukkah
looking at
song.
Me skeptically, but that's everywhere that Adam.
Everywhere
officiated.
By whom? See these Good Morning America people. I believe them.
What is that AI?
They were telling us about the vows and all this stuff. Heartfelt vows.
Yeah.
All right. That was a dead end. All right. Well,
did you see AMC Theater CEO Adam Aaron walking around? Did you see this man?
I feel like I would recognize him. I don't think I saw him.
He's one of my favorite like executives right now. I love him. He's so weird.
Haley would have loved to have met him,
sure. Hey, big supporter of Girls Like Girls at AMC. Posted a lot of reels for that movie.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for your support.
I also feel like there were people that got dressed up in New York City and like pretended like they went to the wedding.
No.
Yeah, I do.
What if we did that? How do you know we were there?
Because you really could have.
No, because you posted like TNT. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but
that takes it a step too far. I feel like
you think people were just getting dressed up
to go to dinner, but like make it look like they were going to the wedding. I'm serious.
I would love it if you did that.
Can you imagine? I'm just like being all coy as if nothing, but nothing happened.
That would be epic.
But the night before, we did celebrate our engagement, and we got off the plane and we went to see Maybe Happy Ending, which is a Broadway show, and it won a lot of Tonys last year. But one of my childhood friends, and actually, Des.
Yeah, I know. I'm wondering what you're going to say next.
Well, I always had a huge crush on Des, but I like grew up with him. And so
he was also on The Voice.
He was on The Voice as well. He's amazing. He's so talented. But he's one of the leads in the show. And so we've been wanting to see it for a long time. Darren Criss was the original lead, and they've moved on, so it's not the same cast, but we went and saw it, and it was amazing. Like, if you're in New York, highly recommend adding it to your list.
I can't believe Des is the replacement for Darren Criss.
No. Like, Des is a different part. Like, Des is part of the original cast, Darren had a different role.
Understood.
And so afterwards we said, hey, and he like took us up on the stage and gave us a stage tour, which was really cool. That's I also was like, I cannot fathom being on a stage performing in front of a crowd like this. It totally overwhelmed me being on the stage, seeing it like in three tiers.
But they can't really see, I feel like, past the first couple rows, right?
Because the lights.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe you're just blinded to it, but it was really fun seeing him. Haley was like, I get it. I would have had a crush on him too.
Yeah, he's hot.
He's so cute and charming and Southern. And
is he married?
No.
No. Single?
He is single.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So go shoot your shot. Not you. But
right.
Scrubbers.
Understood.
Scrubbers. Did you see any scrubbers there at the wedding?
It's hard to say. Maybe.
Okay. Let's take a break. This is a dead end. It's all.
I'm a vault. Talk about vault. You want to talk about vault? Yes. I am a vault.
Mom, are we there yet?
10 more minutes.
Only 10 minutes?
Can you drive slower?
What's up with them today?
Lingo kids.
That app we downloaded last week?
They love it. The games, this funny baby bot character. Kids, we're almost there.
No!
With more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows little ones can't get enough of, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids.
Why didn't we download this sooner?
Everything kids love. Download it for free.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With MIEBO, eyes can feel...
MIEBO, oh yeah.
MIEBO, Perflora Hexaloctane Ophthalmic Solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's...
MIEBO,
don't use if allergic to MIEBO. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MIEBO-YEAH or visit MIEBO.com.
The best summer pieces are the ones that you end up wearing on repeat. Comfortable, versatile, and somehow right for almost every occasion.
That's why I love Quince. They make elevated essentials using premium materials like European linen, organic cotton, and washable silk without the traditional retail markup.
Their linen pieces are perfect for summer. Lightweight, easy to style, and great whether you're traveling, going to dinner, or just running around town.
I was going to copy you and get these scarves to have for the summer because sometimes you just need something light and cozy.
No. So I'm on this journey of just like, I'm tired of being cold all the time. I'm always cold, even in the summer, because it does get a little chilly at night. And I realized these 100% European linen scarves that I got are perfect because they're linen. So they're like appropriate for summer. And when your neck is warm, your body's warm. They're perfect.
And Quince also has beautiful jewelry, denim, sweaters for cooler nights, and even home essentials, Everything feels elevated without the luxury price tag.
And we love that they work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middleman so that you're getting incredible quality at a real accessible price.
Make your summer wardrobe feel easier. Go to quince.com/scrubbing for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too.
That's quince.com/scrubbing for free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/scrubbing. Vibe coding is everywhere right now. But it's not just for apps anymore. Now it's making its way into website creation. Wix has introduced Wix Harmony, a vibe coder for websites that lets you type what you want and generate a site ready to use right away, complete with forms, payments, security, and more built in. And Wix Harmony doesn't require AI for everything. You can still click and edit anything manually or select an element and have Aria, your AI agent, make updates for you. It's a smart solution to the frustration of repeatedly prompting AI just to make small changes. Try it for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com. We're back. Tanya was just rattling off some more key numerology elements, but she's trying to find the... What were you adding up?
She just added herself into a dead end.
Okay. So Taylor and Travis got married 1,013 days after they went public with their relationship, which was September 24th of 2023.
What, and the 13 number is her lucky number. 13?
Yeah, 13 is her lucky number. Right. So 1,013 being the lucky number.
Okay.
So stand by. So they got married on 7-3. Okay. Ready? Her seventh album is Lover. Third song on is Lover. If you add up 7, 3, 26, you get 36. Taylor and Travis are both 36 years old.
Wait, but didn't she write Lover about Joe? Like, wasn't the whole album about Joe?
That's not her lover now. That is an old lover. Wow. What else was the other one?
I think this is all nonsense.
It's not nonsense.
It is nonsense. She does a lot of this stuff, but I think that's a coincidence.
Are there
and I
really
think the firework on the post is a coincidence.
I don't think so. If we ever interview her again, I say
which
we.
Which is questionable.
Yeah. Ryan on the morning show, we have to ask about the firework in the caption of her engagement.
That one, your numerology thing, I'm a skeptic, unfortunately. The firework, I don't think is impossible.
Yeah. She loves the 4th of July.
I was going to say, she is known of being a 4th of July girly. Mm-hmm. And she could have just been like, hey, whenever it happens, I know like I want it to be around that time.
Yep.
So I'm not saying impossible, but a firework in the realm of love could mean so many things. Because it's like, yeah. It felt like
understood.
And when he proposed, it felt like fireworks.
Understood.
Did you stay in New York for the 4th of July?
Yeah.
Wow. What was it like walking around the city having done that the day before?
Well, it was stiflingly hot. So we were staying near Central Park and Haley really wanted to have a romantic stroll around Central Park. And after about 30 minutes, we were like, let's go back to the hotel. So we went back and we went to dinner and had like a cute date night, but it was so like uncomfortably hot there.
Did Haley get stopped by fans a lot?
She has been getting recognized, specifically more with the movie coming out, mm-hmm. weirdly, because obviously the movie was huge, but she's had such a big career up until then that she has been noticed. People just saying like, thank you for the movie. Oh, so that's been really special.
Yeah.
And it's also like a reminder of real life because you get on social media, you're reading, like looking what people say, you see like people saying like whether they liked it or not, you know, which is just any art you put out is open to interpretation or critical, whatever. But when you see people in person, rarely are they coming up and saying critical reviews. They're just like, I loved the movie. Thank you for making it. Or they don't say anything at all. And so it's a reminder of like how you get into this weird scroll, doom scroll of like social media. And you're like, overthinking things. And even me, I'm saying from a personal experience. And then you meet people and people are so, I'm like, those people would never come up to you in person and say what they're comfortable saying online.
Right.
No.
You know?
Never, of course not.
But the
not.
People who do come up to you are so warm and like real life is so much better.
That's true.
Which brings me to Love Island.
Oh, well, no. Oh. We're not done with the wedding yet. Did you make any friends? Did you make any new friends?
I mean...
You don't have to say names, but like, did you make friends?
I don't know that I made friends. I mean...
Did you exchange numbers or Instagram handles?
No.
With
how would you do? They don't have your phone. She doesn't have her phone. That's right.
Follow me at Becca Tilley. Remember. Remember.
T-I-L-L-E-Y.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to think. Yeah. Not having any way of connecting with people was... Catch you on the Instagram.
No, but like, you don't even do that in real life when you meet someone. You're like, hey, let me get your number.
I mean, kind of. Or you say, like, let me follow, you know, what's your Instagram? I'll follow you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess I haven't met anybody in a long time.
You haven't been out in the world exploring, meeting new people?
Not really.
I made friends with Olivia Rodrigo's drummer over the weekend, and we exchanged Instagrams. Yes.
Whoa.
That's exciting.
It's very cool. She's from Monrovia, the town I live
no
in.
No way.
Grew up in Monrovia. And now she's playing with Olivia Rodrigo on tour. Very cool.
That's epic.
Jordy Radnati. Wow. I'll shout her out.
I've been listening to her new album and I love
it. Awesome.
It's
awesome.
So good.
We're still listening to her.
Yeah.
Do you know where they're going on their honeymoon?
No.
Did they mention that?
No, they didn't bring that up. I'm not even playing coy on that one. I have no idea.
Well,
I haven't
tell you
seen
what's
any
reported.
AI videos.
I'll
what's
tell you
reported?
What's being reported yeah. is... Mark, can you double check?
Sure,
because
yeah,
it's a lot. No, it's a lot. It's like the Bahamas, then they go to Italy, then they go to the south of France, then they go to Croatia, and then they go to Singapore and Australia.
Whoa.
But they're flexible plans.
Well, yeah, I guess when you're going, anything can change.
Yeah. If they get spotted or something, they just pivot.
Well, I'm sure I don't know. Football feels like it's starting very soon.
End of July, to be exact.
Yeah. So I'm sure they're just going to go have the best summer of their lives. And then he'll be back in time for football season. Season.
That's right.
Yeah. Any other questions?
I have a couple questions on how you got ready and how long it took you to get ready.
Oh, so we started getting ready early because... we had one makeup artist and one hairstylist because, you know, the rooms in New York are already like tight.
Yeah.
And we also didn't want to have more people like planning more things. So
did you tell your makeup and hair people you're going to the wedding?
That day.
Mm.
Well, because at that point.
So before or after you told Tanya?
Probably before.
Yeah.
We're getting ready. Much before.
just making that clear.
Yeah. No, I got it. I understood. Connected the dots before you. Thank you, Mark.
Most of my friends were super excited when I sent them the photo of us.
I'm sure. If you would have sent me that, had I not asked you and not been lied to
everyone had been lied to.
Mm.
Mm. The social post that you made, I'm curious about, like, the TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious about, because it seemed
TikTok.
Like...
Yeah.
It was on TikTok first, I noticed. I was mm-hmm. I was
that's
refreshing.
A true fan and a true friend.
Hayley Kiyoko's TikTok, that's
oh
how I...
Oh, my gosh. A true friend, she said.
I'm curious. It seems like a lot of the celebrities were doing like a picture of their outfit with no context or anything. That's how people were like announcing they were going.
Uh-huh.
What type of deliberation went into what you guys were going to post? Like, did you talk about putting a lyric as the caption? Like, I want to know, how was that decided?
What, like filming the video, you mean?
Like just making the post at all. Like, oh, do we make a video? Do we do
it? I was like, let's just make a video so that we have a video of us like getting ready. And then if we ever... feel like we want to post it, we can, you know?
Yeah.
And so we did the video just like we're going to a wedding. Could have posted it like 3 weeks later, really.
Yeah.
No one would have known anything. Should have done that. And in the caption, you know, I mean, I post songs, Taylor Swift songs and lyrics like my whole life. So I just thought, what a perfect time to put a lyric as the caption.
But it did seem like, and again, just from viewing online, that whatever NDAs that were signed were to keep it hush hush until the wedding day, because it literally seemed like the next day everybody was posting their like their wedding outfits and then TNT.
It's kind of one of those things where we weren't going to be the first ones. Like, we wouldn't have posted anything.
But you saw a bunch of other people doing it.
It felt like people that kept posting and, like, saying a lot of, you know, congratulations. Right, like, like, outright saying it made me feel like, oh, I mean, what? This isn't giving anything away other than that we went.
Right.
You know?
That's what it felt like. It felt like the NDA was just to not disclose any details prior to, but after, like, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think, like, saying we went to a wedding was invasive.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, the getting ready process was really fun, and we took photos, which we never give ourselves any time to. Like, we're always rushing out the door. It's so stressful. I don't know why it never feels like enough time. But we did give ourselves enough time to take some photos, which I was really happy we had. And any other questions about
that? Did you walk to the venue?
Thank you.
No. That's a good question. Gosh, no. Yeah. It was so hot.
Oh. So did you go through that tent? You went to that tent and got out in the tent?
I may have.
Yeah, you did for sure. Because I kept seeing photos like Jenny Han is like walking the streets. So,
I don't know. I think some people stayed close enough where maybe they could have just walked across the street. And with like the traffic and stuff, yeah. I think maybe they were just like, I'm just going to walk. It'll be faster. And so I saw a lot of people walking too. And at one point we were like, should we just like get out and walk? And I was like, it is so hot. Haley was in a full suit. I'm like, we're going to be disgusting.
Yeah.
So
were you on time?
Yeah.
Were you early?
I think we were perfectly on time. Oh. I wouldn't say we were early. Like, we weren't the first ones, but
right.
We had a good arrival.
That would have been good if you were the first ones. Hello. Yeah.
It's like 6 a.m. Y'all ready for us to come?
Y'all need any help setting up?
I would do that actually. Let me know if y'all need anything.
Oh my gosh. It's just so crazy. I also just like can't even imagine like inviting 1,000. No, if 1,000 people showed
that's
up.
A lot of thank you notes.
Imagine.
And you know she's going to write them.
Oh, I bet. If 1,000 people showed up, and then there's reportedly a lot of people who didn't make it, they probably invited like 1,500 people.
Jeez.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't know how to.
I know I'm not looking to. I don't even know.
Like, you know, when you're in a big crowd, you're not like. Well, that's. But you're. Just, I have no cons. I always see those AI videos where it'll be like 500 people. It'll be them standing there, and it. Have y'all seen these? And it's like 10 people, and it shows 10 people around them, and it says 100 people, and it shows 100 people surrounding them, and it gets to 10,000. I mean, sorry, it gets to 5,000, and my mind is blown at how many people 5,000 people is. Because you think about stadiums and whatnot, and obviously it feels big, but when you see it condensed like that, so I'm really bad at that. So I'm sure they, just like you sent more than you had at your wedding, right?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is like just the number of 1,000 is like so crazy to me.
But someone was saying that they've been to like a ton of like Persian weddings and like where that's like kind of a standard amount of people.
Which is still crazy to me.
Crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's a big wedding.
But I think it's like, I feel like, I mean, there's two reasons you keep weddings small. You either, it's for money. You don't want to, I mean, 1,000 person, I don't even want to know how much it costs to have 1,000 person wedding. And then if you want it to be like more intimate feeling, do you know what I mean? Like you want like less people.
Yeah.
And so for them, I feel like money's no object. Mm-hmm. So why not? The more the merrier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just like celebrate with
we're already going to have, I'm sure the guest list was already crazy, like in terms of like teammates, family members, dancers from her tours. Like that's a lot of people. So then she's just like, why not just open it up to the world?
They both have like a huge community. Like take out the celebrity like friend and connection. They just have a big like inner circle. You think about all the people who closely work with her on tour or in her industry. Him being on a football team.
Right.
Coaches.
Yeah.
Siblings. Yeah.
That you've like, grown up with. Yeah. You've been like their teammate.
Yeah.
Your bro.
So even I think their wedding would have been big even if they kept it more like intimate with close friends and family.
You know who wasn't there?
Who?
Blake Lively. You don't have to confirm or deny that because there was photos of her far away.
Where was she?
She there?
No, I'm just asking, where was she in the photos you saw her?
I believe Montauk. Mark, can you do a quick search?
On it. Blake Lively, Montauk.
Yeah, I saw pictures of her in Montauk, her and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh. Montauk is like the Hamptons.
Yeah. They were spotted in upstate New York.
Mm. Is that Montauk?
No, not the Hamptons or Montauk.
Oh, shoot.
But upstate New York at an Independence Day party.
Upstate.
Could you see the Harry Styles banner inside Madison Square Garden? Like when it was happening?
Wait, what? What's that mean?
There's like a big banner inside because Harry played like X amount of shows there.
Oh, no.
Did you see the banner? No.
Oh, could you see the rafters at all? Or did they put in some sort of a ceiling to make it feel more intimate?
It felt very, like, it was, like, beautiful. You didn't feel like you were in a stadium.
So they must have done something above them to make it, because otherwise you're looking at, like, Patrick Ewing's jersey hanging. She's not going to want that.
No, 100% she probably draped all that off.
Yeah.
No chance you could view any of that stuff from her wedding.
Like, here's the thing. If we did a wedding in Madison Square Garden, if we were able to afford just to rent out Matt, y'all would be eating popcorn and nachos and sitting in the stands with the Harry Styles banner because that would be what we could probably afford after renting the space. But they made it feel totally transformed. It was
According to the CEO of AMC, there was peach drapery head to toe, wall to wall. I can visualize exactly what he said. Like, I feel like I know what it looked like in there.
They were like, we did not expect you to be the one to share all the intimate details.
It's only going to get more and more. Like when that Chevy Chevrolet shows up at the winner's house, people are going to know.
Oh, I hope Becca won that car.
Did anyone see Becca pull into the parking lot?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Like, once that Chevelle makes its way to its new home, like people are going to know.
Yeah, if you see it entering the Los Angeles
P1, I heard radio.
No, you didn't.
Just grinding.
Can you confirm you did not win the win a car at this wedding?
I didn't win a car at the wedding.
Oh, you might have won something though.
No, I was just saying I went to the wedding and I didn't win a car.
Yeah, but there was also Cartier watches that were being raffled off and designer handbags. Apparently,
see nothing.
No watches.
Old watch.
Same handbag.
I mean, old. Yeah.
That'd be cool if you did win something.
Yeah. It'd be like the best, coolest thing ever.
Will we ever get to know like what games were played there, or you're just gonna have to wait? Like, does the NDA have an end date on it?
Here's my thing. If they share details, I'll
right.
Because what would it be? Would it be like carnival games, like skee ball?
No. I think it's like probably like chic games, like backgammon or something.
But how do you play backgammon for raffle tickets?
Isn't that the game with like the little circles? Yeah. Like the cute little
discs?
The discs with like the
red and black triangles.
You've seen this board, Beck. It's that.
Well, how would that be a game that you play to earn raffle tickets?
Didn't see any backgammon. Sure. I'll confirm no backgammon.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Got TMZ.
Beck until he confirms no backgammon at the wedding. No.
I guess that I saw. Maybe.
I just saw so much on Kalashi.
I saw. I saw rumors online again that they filmed the whole wedding. Obviously, there was films and photographers because every wedding they have films and photographers. But that they're like making it as like a gift for people that went to their wedding. Like they're making a video for the attendees.
Oh, like their wedding video is a gift?
Are you going to get a DVD?
I'd be so stoked to get that, but like, I don't think they would do that.
Yeah, well, that's what's being alleged online.
I bet that wouldn't get leaked. Someone wouldn't upload that.
I think it would be for the people that went to the wedding, but then also ultimately like so the fans could like see inside.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
It wouldn't be like
maybe they will
NDA'd.
Maybe they want to keep it private for a certain amount of time, and then they'll be like, "Here's what happened. Here, watch it."
Yeah.
Here's snippets. It's weird because like everyone wants to know everything about her, and yet everyone hates on her for sharing everything people want to know. It's like, again, you can't win. She cannot win no matter what she does.
No. And so then it was like,
if I were her and I was like, I want to keep it private, and then however long later, sell it for or like release it to something. Why not?
Yeah. Head of AMC Theaters, you want to do a.
She like treats the people who work for her and pays them so well. She donates constantly and stuff that you don't even see publicly.
Yeah.
It's like...
It sounds like that $26 million donation wasn't meant to be public. It sounds like that was done very quietly and somebody found it out. I don't think they made a big deal out of it.
Well, yeah, because like I think when you donate to charities, there's... You can trace it back or something. Yeah. Like, I think to a certain extent, it's public knowledge. You can trace it back to people. So she's never going to be able to do that without people making it public and then blaming her that it went public. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
So anyways.
She didn't have to do that, by the way.
No. And everyone's that's like complaining, like, do you know how much that is for a billionaire? It's like, well, are you donating?
Yeah, I don't get that.
And also, a lot of billionaires do a lot of extravagant things and don't donate.
And don't get any heat for anything.
No. Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. I know.
When's the last time you saw Elon Musk make a donation like that? You know?
Literally. Like,
I know.
Anyways.
But I don't want to. It's like you can. Here's the thing. She's living her best life.
Yeah.
They're living their best life. They're hopefully going to have the best honeymoon and had the best night of their lives. And I like that. Knowing that part of it and that it was such a fun, like, wonderful night, and I just can't believe I got to be there and be a part. It was epic.
It was epic.
It was epic.
Quote me.
Clip it.
I saw this guy and he was like, here's the details of, I was a guest and here are the details. He was like, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. Lots of flowers. They served some food. She wore a dress. He wore a suit. Just like the most like generic wedding details. And people in the comments were still like not getting the joke. And they were so, they're like, I thought you weren't allowed to release anything. I'm like, gosh.
It's interesting now that you say that, because I'm going to look back at this, the stuff I saw from like Good Morning America and see what they shared. Because I was like, this is actually so crazy. They were there last night. They're on the air this morning and they're like giving us the tea.
Although I guess if you invite people who are journalists, like you
probably. Yeah, she invited so many journalists. So I'm like, I think she wants it to be out.
I think, Becca, she does.
Come yeah.
Go
well,
ahead.
Until she tells me directly, I'll wait for that.
No, no shade. Like, I'm like, tell us all. Like, do it. Like, this is a huge moment for her, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a huge moment for anybody, but, like, also just kind of the trajectory of her career and her life and what she's been criticized for. Like, it's, like, a big thing.
Yeah. I know. It should be celebrated.
Yeah.
And she did.
That she did. With 999 of her nearest and dearest.
Don't forget it.
I think that's all the time we have for today.
We have to take another break. No, no. Nay, nay.
No, no. Nay, nay.
Well, we have to get back to... should we just end with our songs of the summers that we all flop on?
Let's do that next. But we have a way. We'll update it.
All right.
Mom, are we there yet?
10 more minutes.
Only 10 minutes?
Can you drive slower?
What's up with them today?
Lingo kids.
That app we downloaded last week?
They love it. The games, oh, this funny baby bot character. Kids, we're almost there.
No!
With more than 4,000 interactive games, songs, and shows little ones can't get enough of, Lingo Kids is the number one entertainment platform for young kids.
Why didn't we download this sooner?
Everything kids love. Download it for free.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With MIEBO, eyes can feel...
MIEBO, oh yeah.
MIEBO, Perflora Hexaloctane Ophthalmic Solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's...
MIEBO, oh.
Don't use if allergic to MIEBO. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MIEBO-YEAH or visit MIEBO.com.
Vibe coding is everywhere right now, but it's not just for apps anymore. Now it's making its way into website creation. Wix has introduced Wix Harmony, a vibe coder for websites that lets you type what you want and generate a site ready to use right away, complete with forms, payments, security, and more built in. And Wix Harmony doesn't require AI for everything. You can still click and edit anything manually or select an element and have Aria, your AI agent, make updates for you. It's a smart solution to the frustration of repeatedly prompting AI just to make small changes. Try it for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
This episode is brought to you by Reef. If you've worn anything from them before, you already know comfort is their thing. But here's what people don't always realize. They've taken that same comfort and built it into everyday shoes too. Enter the Women's Neptune. This shoe just gets real life. The crush back heel is a quiet hero. Just kick it on when you're rushing out the door, then flip it up when you want a little more structure. It's why so many people swear by it. It's their go-to travel shoe. It's lightweight, breathable, and the soft quilted insoles feel good from morning to whatever time you finally sit down. I wear these on those nonstop days, errands, meetings, running around, and I never even think about my feet. No soreness, no countdown to taking the shoes off, just easy. If you want a shoe that keeps up with your calendar and your mood, check out the Women's Neptune on Reef.com and treat yourself to 15% off your first purchase.
We're back. So we did our Song of the Summer predictions, and no one did great. I would say no one did super well.
Wait, let's remind everybody just kind of like what we chose. So
and this was on Memorial Day.
Tanya chose Bet on Fire by G Flip. Becca chose Die for You by Hayley Kiyoko featuring Young Miko. Easton chose Choosing Texas by Ella Langley, and Mark chose Homewrecker by Somber. I'd say I was probably the farthest off.
I don't know. We're all pretty far off.
Yeah, yeah. I still have hope for Die for You. It just needs to take off.
Yeah.
Some of the others went more popular ahead of its time, but give it time.
Yeah.
Maybe a late summer bop.
I think that I just get like so excited about something, and then I just like think it's going to like take off.
Well, you know, in mine, I said I do think it's going to be something from Olivia's album, and I still stand by that. It's only the 4th of July. We're only a week and a half into summer.
Wait, we can't keep pushing this. We can't keep pushing our Song of the Summer.
Well, yeah,
it's too early to declare. Are you going to declare a Song of Summer
not,
right now?
But I'm just going to tell you, we're like far into summer. 4th of July we're is not. Like midway through summer.
Nope. Summer just started June 21st.
Summer starts... whatever we did this Memorial Day. Okay, well, it's like the unofficial start arguments. Of summer.
I'm saying by Labor Day, it could be an Olivia Rodrigo song. It could be Stupid Song. Because that song should be Song of Summer.
Well,
I just want to say Choosing Texas is still number one on the Hot 100.
I'll say Ethan's probably the closest with Choosing Texas.
Is that song of
he's
summer.
From Texas, I can tell by the way.
Ethan's the closest. Sorry,
thank
Mark.
I've been
take
the closest.
Take your Haterade out to the Gatorade and drink it on up.
Haterade out to the Gatorade.
Yeah,
wow. That doesn't even make sense.
We also mentioned
sparse.
Midnight Sun, Zara Larsson. That's probably the closest in my opinion.
Who mentioned Midnight Sun?
Becca mentioned Midnight Sun. She was bullied into picking it, and I mentioned it as honorable mention.
She was bullied.
And yeah, Ethan mentioned I said Lush Life. I think Zara Larsson so far this summer, you can't go wrong with.
I'd say Zara Larsson is probably the closest.
American Girls, oof.
I did want to make a late
me?
Pick.
Excuse me, that is getting major oof. Play.
What, Easton?
I wanted to make a late pick. I think the song is already over, but I felt offended I didn't put it in when we did this. The Damn Puerto Rico song by Sackboy Billy. I strongly dislike artificial intelligence, especially when it comes to creative things. That is an AI song.
Yeah, that's why I
me.
Can't support it.
I support it.
But goddamn, I really like that song, man. Oh,
how
I
can
like
you say you don't support it when you've used it in 10 different Instagram videos?
that's the thing.
that's the
tricky
struggle
thing,
of life.
And you know, a real band recreated it and put it on, you know, streaming. I still listen to the AI one. I feel really gross. I feel like I'm like having sex with a robot when I enjoy that song. Like it's not natural, but
first time in San Juan, Mijo, the capital of Puerto Rico.
So that would be what you chose?
Yeah, at least for me personally.
That's a good one.
I actually am gonna agree with Mark about Stupid Song.
Wow.
Give it to Labor Day. Let's see.
I'm gonna go with
one more time.
I'm gonna go with Stand by.
Standing by. It's so big a song, you have to look up the title.
What happens is things have a quick moment, and then they go, so it's hard to give a whole summer one song.
Well, that's what happened last year, is there was like six different nominees by the end of summer, but we ended up on...
Who did we end up on?
We ended up on Golden, Huntrix.
Yeah. My body isn't ready. I'm somber.
Oh my gosh. My body wasn't ready for that.
Sorry.
Nobody? I haven't heard that one, but...
Like, when's the last time we had a cut and dry song of summer, though? Like, where everyone agreed?
Espresso, Sabrina Carpenter, 2016.
That wasn't 2016. No. No, that was not.
Also with the Chainsmokers with Closer.
But the Chainsmokers were there at the wedding. That we can confirm.
You didn't see Becca, but she shrugged.
Yeah, no. Espresso was a good summer song.
Yeah. That's the last one I can remember that was like very potent.
That's what we need. We need another one of those.
Yeah.
It's the like the hook of it. Is that what it is? What you call that? The I'm working late.
Because I'm a singer. It's so good.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the hook. The hook
is... Did you see Sabrina Carpenter there?
The hook is thinking about me.
She was not photographed, so I would stay mum about that one.
I haven't. Have I confirmed anyone other than Nikki Glaser? Glacier, as you said.
I can never say her name right. Glaser.
It's spelled exactly
Glaser?
How it's Glaser.
No, if you really... Glaser is Glaser.
Is it not Z?
I think it's Z.
Yeah, it's Z.
Oh, it is? I think it's S.
S. It is S.
Thank you,
Glaser. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So wouldn't that be Glaser?
Yeah, technically.
It's not.
No, you can have a hard S. There's plenty of words that have an S.
So do you pronounce Samantha's
like
name Samantha?
That's a soft S.
Well,
there are
words
with a hard S in it.
There's no indication of a soft or a hard. So
no, there's not. There never
how
is.
Would one know?
It's the English language. It's a mystery.
Vibes. She's from Texas. I can tell.
It's a good song.
Well, I don't think we came up with any strong
contenders. We're just gonna have to wait till the end of summer and then just reveal what it was, because we clearly suck at predicting.
We're not, this isn't our forte. This isn't where we thrive.
We're not psychics, okay?
All we can do is predict and be wrong.
Yeah.
I wonder if anyone was like, oh yeah, yeah, with us, like agreeing, or if they were like, these are horrible picks.
I was so stoked on mine now, looking at them like,
we were hyped. That was a long time ago, Memorial Day.
I know. That song was hot.
I love that song. I told them at Haley's premiere. I was like, I love this song.
They were at Haley's premiere?
Yeah. Gurgel and G-Flip.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Oh, they were sitting like right behind you.
I would have told them how much I love this song. I said it's going to be the song of the summer.
They were like two rows behind you. Next time. All right. We will be back Thursday with a Dear Banya. Probably games. Who knows? You know, we just like the song of the summer, we don't know.
Maybe some carnival games like they played at the wedding.
Like backgammon.
Like maybe checkers.
Oh, man.
All right. We'll be back on Thursday. We love you so
much.
You.
Bye. Bye.
Dude, my kid loves Marvel Spider-Man now.
No way. How?
Lingo Kids. They have Spider-Man themed activities. It's completely safe, like if someone took our comics and made them perfect for a four-year-old.
I still hang on to my old collection. Does it have Disney Moana 2? My daughter is obsessed.
Disney Moana, Frozen, Zootopia, it's all in there.
I'm downloading this right now.
Full of fun activities inspired by beloved stories from Disney and more, Lingo Kids is where little ones discover more about favorite characters, and maybe yours too.
Everything kids love. Download it for free.
Dry eyes still feel gritty, rough, or tired? With MIEBO, eyes can feel...
MIEBO, oh yeah.
MIEBO, Perflora Hexaloctane Ophthalmic Solution, is used to treat the signs and symptoms of dry eye disease. It's the only prescription dry eye drop that forms a protective layer for the number one cause, too much tear evaporation. So eyes can find relief that's...
MIEBO, oh.
Don't use if allergic to MIEBO. Remove contacts before using and wait at least 30 minutes before putting them back in. Eye redness and blurred vision may occur. For more info, talk to your eye doctor. Call 1-844-MIEBO-YEAH or visit MIEBO.com.
MIEBO.
T-Mobile is reinventing business internet with super broadband. Whether you run a small office or a factory of 500, connection is everything. Powered by America's fastest 5G internet, plus Starlink. Super broadband from T-Mobile reaches every zip code in the U.S. Super broadband, a new era of business internet. Visit superbroadband.com to learn more.
Fastest 5G network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. Speeds vary due to local network characteristics and management. Satellite requires hardware installation and clear view of the sky for 36-month commitment.
This is Dr. Laurie Santos from the Happiness Lab, and this message is brought to you by Simple Mills. Simple Mills packs nutrient-dense ingredients into snacks that taste amazing, like their cheesy light and airy Pop'ums, or their five different delicious flavors of almond flour crackers, lifting you up, never weighing you down, so you can keep shining through the day. You could say Simple Mills is the feeling of the sun in a snack. Find Simple Mills at your grocery store.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.